from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Your snowmobiling plans for the weekend might already be washed out, literally. Groups that maintain the trails in our region are already planning closures beginning tomorrow night and lasting until at least Sunday night because of rain and temperatures well above the melting mark. The Cochrane-based Polar Bear Riders, the Kapuskasing Snow Rovers, and Smooth Rock Falls Arctic Riders are following suit, as are clubs along the north-south Highway 11 corridor. The Voyageur Snowmobile Club in Hearst, meanwhile, says trails will remain open, although adjustments are possible depending on weather conditions. All the clubs are banking on the thermometer dropping below freezing early next week, so the trails can reopen. They also say that now more than ever, it's vital that you check the interactive trail map on the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs website before heading out. Here's hoping you hadn't headed out yet when you got a phone call to reschedule your medical appointment at the Sudbury Outpatient Center on Regent Street. A flood overnight has forced the closure of the center for the rest of the week. It affects several hundred patients from around northeastern Ontario. In order to streamline the rebooking process, Health Sciences North is asking that you not call, just wait to be contacted. The flood began on the fourth floor of the building and was discovered at about 5 o'clock this morning. Your annual chance to clean out your basement and garage and get rid of hazardous materials without just going to the dump in Timmins could change, depending on your input. City Hall's Environmental Services Manager Tyler Sheff says the goal is having more people bringing more material to Household Hazardous Waste Day, keeping it out of landfills and sewers.
We want to improve this. It's a very important service. So we want feedback on communication, the date of the event, and challenges people have had. This event is something that we're very passionate about, and the more material we can divert, the better it is for our community and for the environment.
We have a link to the spot to share your ideas on MyTimmonsNow.com.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.